שלום, אנחנו לומדים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
Hello, we're reading from Kabbalah for the student, page 246, item 12. You may ask questions on kab.tv. Selected questions related to the lesson will be aired. Kabbalah for the student, page 246, article Matan Torah, item 12.
In this article, Baal HaSulam is teaching us what our role is in this world, that the upper force which created us and the whole world has a certain purpose in this whole creation, and we need to know this purpose. Why? Because in contradiction to all still vegetative and animal, we're human beings. We must participate in this whole creation in a special, unique way, in a conscious manner. And if we don't attempt to participate in this whole process of creation in a conscious manner, in a way that it demands our participation, then we suffer. And this suffering accumulates and eventually pushes us towards advancement, to understanding the purpose of creation and participating in it. But this is not a desirable path. It's called the path of suffering. There's another path called the path of light, the Torah, in which we can receive knowledge of what we need to participate in. And accordingly, if we participate, we will merit all the good there is, both on the ways of corrections and in attaining the goal in a shorter and better way. Therefore, it's worthwhile for us to know what the purpose of our life is, the essence of our life, to know what is upon us to do, in what way to participate, and especially for those people who have that inner drive to get to know it and to be accepted in this work. That's it. So now we've come to item 12, in which he continues, Baal HaSulam continues here to explain to us what the form of our participation is in creation.
Item 12. These were the words of our sages when they asked, why should the Creator mind whether one slaughters at the throat or at the back of the neck? After all, the mitzvot were given only to cleanse people. And that cleansing means the cleansing of the turbid body, which is the purpose that emerges from the observation of all the Torah and mitzvot. A wild ass shall be turned into man. Because when one emerges out of the bosom of creation, one is in utter filth and lowliness, meaning a multitude of self-love that is imprinted in him, whose every movement revolves solely around him, without a shred of bestowal upon others. Thus, then, one is at the furthest distance from the root, on the other end, since the root is all bestowal,
meaning we need to reach that state in which that will to receive will reveal to us as truly big, where we feel how opposite we are of the Creator. That's not a simple standing.
Since the root is all bestowal without a hint of reception, whereas the newborn is in a state of complete self-reception without a hint of bestowal.
We see how few people in the world are willing to agree with the fact that they're egoists. Moreover, who even measures himself towards the root, towards the Creator?
Therefore, his situation is regarded as being at the lowest point of lowliness and filth in our human world.
But again, this needs to be a special person that discovers how bad he is, how opposite he is, how despicable and lowly he is in comparison to the Creator. And then we're talking about him, that he is at that lowest of human points. The others we don't even take into consideration. We're not talking about that because we're talking about towards a person himself and how he defines this.
The more he grows, the more he receives from his environment portions of bestowal upon others.
Because if he comes to a state where he recognizes his egoistic nature, which is opposite the Creator, then he's definitely already in an environment which influences him, and thanks to it he comes to that recognition of evil, and now he's going and correcting this evil.
Depending on the values and development in that environment. And then one is initiated into keeping Torah and Mitzvot for the purpose of self-love, for reward in this world and in the next world, called Lo Lishma, not for the Creator's sake, since one cannot be accustomed any other way.
Meaning he begins to advance with the group, with the environment, everything is fine. And studies from the right books. But still, the way he receives it, he receives it for himself.
As one grows, he is told how to keep Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, which is with an aim solely to bring contentment to his Maker.
Meaning the reforming light is already operating on him more and more and starting to explain to him, meaning to let him understand how actions in order to bestow are done and what they are, and then he starts to understand maybe he's been on this path for 10, 20 years and only now he starts to understand.
As the Rambam said, women and children should not be told of keeping Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, because they will not be able to bear it. But when they grow and acquire knowledge and wisdom, they are taught to work Lishma.
Meaning all those that are not yet capable to understand what Lishma is and work in Lishma are called children, elderly, women, and those that begin to receive the ability to work in Lishma, which is the Masach already, and the returning light, Or Chozer. Then they're called gvarim, men, from the word litgaber, to overcome.
It is as our sages said, from lo lishma, one comes to lishma, which is defined by the aim to bring contentment to one's maker, and not for any self-love. Through the natural remedy of the engagement in Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, which the giver of the Torah knows, as our sages wrote, the Creator says, I've created the evil inclination, I've created for it the Torah as a spice. Thus, that creature develops and marches upward in degrees of the above spoken exaltedness until he loses all remnants of self-love and all the mitzvot in his body rise and he performs all his actions to bestow, so even the necessity that he receives flows in the direction of bestowal, so he can bestow. This is why our sages said, the mitzvot were only given to cleanse people with.
Questions? Everything's clear. Wonderful. We already learned this.
Levitch.
Levitch.
He said before that there are very little people in the world who agree that they're egoists. I wanted to ask.
I see. Who doesn't blame the other?
Right, there is also a nature that a person justifies himself. Even when he does horrific things, he justifies. So that's what I'm saying. How can our message be heard? Maybe the message needs to be to prove the fact that we're
not talking about man's ego by despising someone or disparaging someone. We're talking about the fact that it's needs to help us connect and attain the good life. Only in such a way. Meaning there's a certain ailment in me that if I heal, I can come to a good life, a life of Eden, in such a way. But not that I say, oh, you're bad, look how bad you are. And again, when we talk about the ego in any bad way, we don't associate it with the person as a person should feel that he's bad. No, go to the artisan who made me.
Okay, so how will they see, how will they identify this ego?
As it bothers, the connection. Only in the 10. You don't need to be talking about anything outside of the 10. Good life, we can attain even better life. But that's through connection.
In the 10 you can see the ego quickly, but now when we go out to explain, to tell everyone we need to connect, they don't see the ego.
Because you're not leading them to a 10, you want to explain this to them in just in a verbal way, and not from their experience in a 10. It won't give anything. They have to feel. To see one time is instead of hearing it 1,000 times. Okay.
Item 13. There are two parts in the Torah. One, mitzvot between man and God. And two, mitzvot between man and man. And they both aim for the same thing. To bring the creature to the final purpose of dvekut with him. Furthermore, even the practical side in both of them is really one and the same. Because when one performs an act lishma, without any mixture of self-love, meaning without finding any benefit for himself, then one does not feel any difference whether one is working to love one's friend or to love the Creator. This is so because it is a natural law for any being that anything outside one's own body is regarded as unreal and empty. And any movement that a person makes to love another is performed with a reflected light and some reward that will eventually return to him and serve him for his own good.
So if so, what does it mean that we love someone? Read this passage again, please. Since it's a natural law.
This is because it is a natural law for any being that anything outside one's own body is regarded as unreal and empty. And any movement that a person makes to love another is performed with a reflected light and some reward that will eventually return to him and serve him for his own good.
So what does it mean that we love someone? We never love someone, but rather only ourselves and the image of someone that's in me. I love that character, that image in me. Only. Yes?
Thus, such an act cannot be considered love of another. because it is judged by its end. It is like rent that finally pays off. However, the act of renting is not considered love of another. The making any kind of movement only as a result of love of others, without any spark of reflected light, and no hope for any kind of self-gratification in return, is completely impossible by nature.
Is it clear thus far? There's no hands up. What, Dudi?
So what's love of others?
I don't know. There is no love of others. Love of others is that I feel you very close to me, and therefore I'm willing to do something for you or to you, because I feel something in me by that. As you're a certain means, something to do good for me. But if I don't have your character in me as something good and close that I need to feel inside of me, then I can't relate to you in any nice way. It's clear, yes? Next. Just like the example of children, that's the clearest. Where the baby's root remains in the mother, and therefore that she constantly fills that root. Yes?
It is written in the Tikkuni Zohar about that, with regard to the nations of the world, every grace they do for themselves. This means that all the good deeds that they do, either toward their friends or towards their God, are not because of love for others, but because of love for themselves. And that is because it is completely unnatural. Therefore, only those who keep Torah and Mitzvot are qualified for it.
Meaning those who come to the actions through the reforming light to in order to bestow.
Because by accustoming themselves to keeping Torah and Mitzvot in order to bring contentment to their Maker, they gradually depart from the bosom of the natural creation and acquire a second nature, being the above-mentioned love of others,
by the light holding on to him.
This is what brought the sages of the Zohar to exclude the nations of the world from loving their fellow person.
Meaning, whoever is not capable of rising to degrees of bestowal is called the nations of the world. And all that they do, he says it here.
And they said, every act of grace that they do for themselves, because they are not involved in keeping Torah and Mitzvot Lishma.
They don't do any actions in order to correct themselves, which is through raising man, receiving mad, and the way we said, which is what we call engaging in Torah and Mitzvot.
And the only reason they serve their gods is for reward and salvation in this world and in the next.
To succeed in both worlds.
Thus, their worship of their gods is because of self-love too, and they will never perform an action that is outside the boundaries of their own bodies, for which they will be able to lift themselves even a wisp above their basic nature.
Shailot.
Questions?
Ken.
Yes.
Uroshem.
He writes here. That when one gets himself used to keeping the Torah and Mitzvot, He's talking about those who don't be egoists. Only those who keep Torah and mitzvot are qualified for it, because by accustoming themselves to keeping Torah and mitzvot in order to bring contentment to their Maker, they will gradually depart from the bosom of their natural creation and acquire a second nature, being the above-mentioned love of others. So what? So the entire work is by accustoming themselves? What about the light that reforms?
To accustom is that, which we call the reforming light. There's no even reason to question that, but it means that to take every single egoistic desire that I discover with hatred of others, basically, because it's a result of the general shattering, as we were once connected, and now I feel in those desires that they're all hating everyone else. So when I go and connect this hatred and invert it to love, by that I observe or keep Torah and mitzvot. Torah is called the reforming light, mitzvot. As I acquire by the reforming light a masach upon all those desires. Well,
I don't get it. How can a habit?
It's not being accustomed or having a habit. It's that I'm buying and buying more and more desires that are already under the masach with the intention in order to bestow. That's considered a habit. There's no such thing as just like that a habit. What's a habit? Also in our life, it's not a habit. Habit is considered that more and more desires enter such deeds or actions. Don't take from this world, from your life, definitions for spirituality. Because there is no such thing as habit. What is a habit? I did once, now I'm accustomed to do it again. No way. Each moment there's a new desire. You need to do a new action. Rather, when you join more and more desires, then it's considered that you already entered into habit of sorts. And the habit is, in truth, a very big means, instrument. It includes arvut, different supports, defining times for the Torah, and all those things. They're all called habit. All those things that help us correct each time a new desire. More?
Ken?
How does this connect to the inanimate, to the degree of the still?
All corrections begin from the degree of still, where we decide that all that's happening is from the Creator. The first degree.
It says here, to come to love of others. In a state of still, there is no ability to do that.
No.
So what's the attitude from the place of the still? I'm trying now what? To help the friends, to be in a state of...
You need to try and do all the actions in order to draw the reforming light, so it will help you define in all your desires and thoughts that it's all only from the Creator. That he is first.
When I hear about a state of bestowal and reaching love of others, if I'm not able to reach that state, how can I still make an effort to determine that it comes from him, from none else besides him? How do I make that determination?
Why did you already take upon yourself to reach bestowal to others and adhesion to the Creator and more? I'm telling you, still is considered that I engage only in one thing. I don't care about anything else. I am still, meaning that all that's in me, I accept it from the Creator only. I receive it from the Creator only, both towards the past and the future. And let's say there are people, and there, it happens to each of us, yeah, they're eating themselves up. How did I do? Why did I do? And look how I harmed this, and I did this, and I did that. Towards the children, the parents, in general, towards opportunities that were in life. You have to come to a state in which you are 100% understanding that it comes from the Creator, and that it was supposed to come that way. Whether you agree or not, that's up to you. But the way that it's happened, it was only done by the Creator. You couldn't have done a thing otherwise. And if you think that you could have done something else, then you are not still. You have yet to reach the degree of still.
Moscow. Москва.
Вопрос. Самая нижняя точка человека — это начало растительного уровня.
The lowest point of man is that the beginning of the degree of the vegetative. A person starts from the vegetative. Adam means to resemble the upper one. Therefore, the Adam also comes from the word Adama, which is soil, land, but his form comes from the degree of the vegetative, because the still has no form. It only agrees that it comes from the sacred land, that all of the land comes from the Creator, all the foundation, the Yesod. Okay? Yes.
Entering the degree of still of still, is that before awareness of working with the light?
Yes. Awareness. I don't know what that is. Yes.
Hello, Rav. What's the difference in defining that there's none else besides him between the degree of still and vegetative?
Vegetative is already upon special actions, which we'll learn about. Vegetative needs to overcome the degree of the still and to cancel the degree of the still, seemingly. It's a special effort. We're not talking about that now anymore. What?
What can the still do beyond defining that there's nothing else besides him?
Nothing. You don't need anything else. You only need that one needs to stand with 2 feet on the ground. That this ground is the Creator that stabilizes everything, does everything. There is none else besides him in all forms, and what's revealed in me, different doubts and thoughts, I tie only to that principle, that there is none else other than the Creator. That's it. And after that will come problems, excuses, questions, doubts, through which I will determine the degree of the vegetative. But it's still non-existent, because what happens with the vegetative can be only once I've determined the degree of the still, and I haven't yet determined it. That's why I don't want to really run ahead. We spoke about it a little bit yesterday, and today as well, but it's only in order to stabilize the degree of still in a more correct manner. But it's not that I care about the degree of the vegetative now, no.
Thank you.
Okay. Who?
Moscow.
Вопрос от Паши из Москвы.
Question from Pasha from Moscow.
Как лучше всего напомнить товарищу, а нет никого кроме него?
How is the best possible way to remind a friend that there's no one else besides him?
Они хотят, что и вшали добираются.
I think that you can talk about it, but it's better to set up such workshops, meetings, different forms of connection between you, that it will remind a person that he needs to go back to that same intention. That is the first penetration through this world to spirituality. That's it. That we don't exist in what we discover and see here, but that we need to feel that we're within the Creator and that He fulfills everything, that He sets up everything, that He is here, and there is none else besides Him, and that I feel that, that's how it is. That is called the degree of still. I'm completely immersed in Him. inside of him. And then thoughts, desires, intentions, actions, doesn't matter what, it is all determined by him and done by him. And there is no I, nothing, except for that point, that expert system, that point of view that is only done by him. That is the only thing I care about. Okay. Okay. Yes.
So Baal HaSulam says here, without the sparks of return, reflecting light, you can't reach love of others. Meaning a person needs to be constantly drawn towards finding those sparks of Or Chozer.
I don't know what the sparks of the returning light is. Do you know where to find that? So what are you asking about? He said it. Fine. I don't even know what it is yet. So... love of others can be only on the condition that there is another, that I can love them, detach from myself and love them. I don't know anything about that. Meanwhile, I don't have something like that in me. What I love because it belongs to me, not that it's detached from me. And to love the others, I don't feel the others in anything. Moscow.
Sasha из Москвы спрашивает.
Sasha from Moscow is asking. I feel that the Creator is leading me, governing me, leading my intentions and my desires. Is that all the same?
You feel it. If that's what you feel, then he's still in sanctity. Domem de Kedusha. I'm not saying he isn't. That feeling of still of sanctity, it sometimes comes to a person that only starts studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. They feel, that's it, everything's the Creator. I feel that everything is filled with His presence. That's more or less every person in the beginning of their path, they feel that way. We need to reach determining this with our own efforts consciously, and we need to hold on to it. We invite this state and we control it. Okay? Yes.
Вопрос от дежурной десятки из Великобритании.
A question from the 10 on duty. From Bright, from England. What determines the inner effort of a person?
The point in the heart, the influence, the outer influence of the group. That's what determines to what extent a person will be lit up towards the attainment of the goal, towards the walking the path. And then it needs to be cared for. It all depends on the group, on the environment.
He adds, what exactly can the 10 add or put in for a friend? How could it influence him that way?
A 10 can do anything to man, anything. If he's included in her, meaning he devotes himself and he also commits to take from them everything they influence upon him. Meaning he penetrates them like into a womb, like a drop of semen into the womb. And whatever they do is all accepted by him without any criticism. That is called the influence of the environment upon a person. That he agrees to that, he wants it, he does it, he prays for it to be that way. Because he depicts the Creator as the 10. Through them, he then reaches the connection to him. Yes.
It works out that from the beginning I have to make my efforts. Meaning the 10 is always willing to bestow to me.
I don't know if it does or doesn't, but I advance to the 10 in understanding, in expectation, anticipation, that actually with the assumption that it always influences me, because the Creator dwells in it, and He influences me through that 10, and it only depends on me to what extent I'll annul towards that 10, and then I get from it everything. Everything until the light of Ein Sof. Like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, that he got it through his 10. There were little students, and who were they, his students? But he was the greatest of the generation. And through them, he got everything. That's why he said, without them, I'm worthless. How can I go somewhere else? Understand? That's it. So the 10 is able to give the person everything. The Creator influences through it, and it all depends on man. But corporeally, we make the 10 influence each other. You need to do this. You need to show a person that you're willing to influence him, and so on. Let's work. What we do. Okay? Yes, Nessie.
Can it be something about the convention?
Yes, you can now.
We want to ask, we have many new people, and they heard how important it is to serve the others. We heard about the kitchen and peeling and all kinds of things like that.
Not just kitchen or peeling or women peeling and men cooking. No. But there are many things. All kinds of positions also outside, to arrange a table or to be in the reception or to a lot of things. A thousand things.
So the question is, if a friend has a possibility to be all convention, to be serving the society, or is it right for him?
I don't think he'll be given to that, because there are a lot of people that are jumping on the opportunity. So maybe he'll be given instead of... Where's Gosha? He's not here today. Upstairs in a meeting. How many do we have? Who knows? How many different... duties do we have in the kitchen?
Every duty time, we have 50 people. Two duties, 50.
So you need to see, maybe one can be for sure, one can have for sure, but two is a question mark, because that's a big prize. Whoever takes these hours in the kitchen is 100% participating in the Congress and getting all the light. But still, you need to have the intention, a little bit. Not like there, but yes, it needs to be. And then, but there the atmosphere is different. There, it's a very, very special atmosphere. So what else?
We want to know. We're in a degree right now that's called still. Now, towards the Congress, in the Congress, what state do we need to remain in order to be there?
Only still. None else besides Him, good and benevolent, in order to attain that He fulfills us, and we reach one. What's the Congress theme? We are all as one. This one cannot be between us, but only in Him. That's it. After we've learned everything, then we need to feel that we're connecting together with the Creator, all of us together, and He is filling the spaces between us. He is fulfilling that space. That is the intention of the Congress, and I don't think it's a problem. Even we have a week and a half till then. Who knows what? Maybe we'll add a little more to that. Yes.
A state. A friend sits down in a circle at a table and brings a friend that's for the first time in a circle. Do you need to hold them in intention? What do we have to do exactly?
Yes, of course. If I have the opportunity to help the other, that's better than I'll think of myself, of course. Even if this person that I help will never come again, it doesn't matter, he's related to the soul. I got an opportunity, the Creator set this up for me, seemingly by chance. I don't need to be silly and think that it's worthless. On the contrary, I now have... This isn't a person, this is part of my soul that was now revealed, that I can correct. Take him, hold him, tie him to the chair, don't let him escape. It is part of a new part that's been revealed from your soul, from my soul. I'm telling you seriously. Not that you should really do that, but that's how you should see him. And do it slowly, gently. There's no coercion in spirituality. You help him like this, like that. Most important is without words, give him this sense of upliftment, of impression. Moscow.
Today on duty, the tens of Rehovot were with us. England, Florida, Zaporozhye, and 10 number 7 in Petah Tikva, and 10 number 1 of Moscow. Today in the preparation of the lesson, we received a task where each 10 was supposed to make a covenant so that during the lesson we would be in none else besides him. We really love this task, and we would like to continue it, extend it throughout the day today. The daily task, the whole 10, each 10, throughout the day, renews each time its concern towards the friend, so each and every one of us will be, and there's none else besides him. Again, our daily task, each 10 throughout the day renews constantly the concern towards each and every member in the 10, so he'll be in none else besides him. The global Yeshivat Chavirim, today at 6:15 we're inviting our friends from the world Kli to join, unite and be together in the world Yeshivat Chavirim. With that we will conclude. Thank you to our TV viewers and have a great day. All as one. The World Kabbalah Convention, friends, students, and the Channel 66 viewers are invited to the World Kabbalah Convention that will take place on the 21st to the 23rd of February in Tel Aviv. For details, and 1-700-509-209 or on our Kabbalah La'am site. With that, we will conclude. Thank you and a great day.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you.
To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to
to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na. Rise. We are branches of one tree.